the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord says in today's Gospel, "And when he comes," that is the Paraclete, "he will convict the world in regards to sin and righteousness and condemnation." Conviction here is not so much in the sense of a legal conviction. You know, you're found guilty and then you're sentenced to punishment. But rather it's a revelation of the truth that we would rather not see. You find this terminology used more among the Protestants when they say, "The Lord convicted me of this." It's usually, you know, "The Lord showed me something unpleasant about myself." And so when the Holy Spirit came, he convicts the world, shows the world that they are sinful, that they are disobedient to God. Why? Because they did not believe in him. You know, our Lord said a great many things, and with the coming of the Holy Spirit, all of those things are shown true. You know, they were shown true with all of his miracles, his signs, particularly with his death and resurrection. But, you know, his continuing presence within the world via the Holy Spirit, you know, that shows that our Lord is trustworthy and we must believe in him. And that if we don't believe in him, we're being disobedient to God. Righteousness, because I am going to the Father. You know, what is righteousness? It is being obedient to God. It is walking in his ways. Remember that Saint Joseph is called a righteous man. That was a great compliment to him. It meant he was obedient to God, to the spirit of God's covenant and to its letter. And so we see that the coming of the Holy Spirit shows the righteousness of Jesus, because, you know, he's not leaving us as orphans, he's not going away, he's not washing his hands of us. Rather, he's being obedient to the Father. And because of this obedience, the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the church. And condemnation. Now, is it us who is being condemned? No, it's the devil. The ruler of this world has been condemned. Our Lord, by his cross and resurrection, defeated the devil. And the devil is condemned to hell. Now, he's not there all the time yet, you know, because our Lord's work of salvation is not finished yet. It won't be finished until he returns in glory at the end of time. But the war has been won. Even though the devil acts as if it isn't, we need to act as if it is. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.